This is Dan O, Podcast One. So I'm sitting here driving in the work van, and I'm thinking about this concept, self-care. And I'm thinking, what are you doing with your, what did you do with your self-care this last week? What is one positive thing? So what I did was, I'm into a lot of stuff right now, you know, going through some things, trying to train for an Ironman, hitting the gym daily, got a real busy job, taking an online course, learning to become a health and wellness coach, training for clients, you know, practice clients, because I'm trying to get this health and wellness business up off the ground. Real overwhelmed, you know. So what I did was sat down with one of my marketing girls, Erin, my marketing girl, and we talked about it. I was like, man, I wanna come up with a 90-day log, 90-day journal to pertain to, you know, the client's goal, whether it's weight loss, nutrition. And you know, she found a book in the store. It was like a journal of food tracker, fitness tracker. I liked it. I liked a lot of things on it. We kind of modeled it a little bit. Pulled a lot of some ideas from my class, and really tweaked it around. It's starting to look real good. Real pumped about it. This thing helped a lot. It's not done yet. We got a real good direction on it. But my point is getting that organized. So now I am well on the way to being able to take these four clients and get them organized, put them in the right direction, take the stuff I'm learning in my class, start structuring sessions, building programs. And what it's done is, in the past week mostly, really made me be able to focus and get excited. I stress gets to me, and I think it was starting to a lot. You know, I'm spreading myself thin, but it's really made me have a clear direction. So, well, another thing is I thought that was the main thing, but my realization was it's all time management. That's what it comes down to. I took the, and it's not even more than time management. What we're really getting into is time management of the things that matter. Things that matter and make an impact on the rest of the things in your life. So I manage my time. I'm managing my time. Like, I'm organizing the things in my life, making things more efficient. And it's making everything flow better. But I took the most important thing to me, and the thing that's making the biggest impact, and I organized it and made it run smoother. And now that I did that, it's putting me on track with my training. I was getting, you know, my buddy Alan, he kind of snapped me back into it in the gym this morning. He's like, dude, you're still training for that triathlon, and we work out every day. He's like, man, you're slacking a little bit. And I know this, but you know, it's something that's hard to hear. It's just, you know, with holidays and personal matters that are affecting me mentally, physically, it's just, everything's exhausting and I've been working a lot. I mean, they're all excuses, but really what they are is time management, the ability to manage the things that affect how your life flows and how what everything means to you and how they affect your mood and your stress. So by doing this, because so what's been weighing on me is, man, you know, I want to get this fitness business up and not up and running. I don't need to, like, I don't have, you know, I don't want to jump into this thing full time right now, and I don't need 30 clients. I need 2 practice clients for my class. So what I'm trying to do is, and you know, I'm kind of working with 4 people right now, so it's a lot. But it's not full blown full time 4 clients. So I can do it. I just wasn't organized enough, and I wasn't putting the most important amount of my time towards that. So now that I have my mindset on it, a better vision, and some organization, everything feels clear. And now, you know, I have starting to make lists of things when I have a hard time figuring something out, which I've never done. Always do stuff in my head and wait for the right answer to hit me. I'm going to start using, like, calendars on my phone, building files on my computer. I'm going to open up Google Documents and start putting in my clients online so they even I can share this stuff with them. I mean, I'm just doing that stuff and getting that to that place has reduced so much stress. And now I have a plan for next starting Monday. I'm gonna have a good weekend here because it's my birthday weekend. You know, my birthday Sunday. I'm gonna get back right into the training again. You know, I'm not gonna fall apart. That's not happening. So, and my weakest part of this triathlon is the swim. So my goal is to swim twice next week and meet up with all my clients. And the meeting up with the clients is gonna be easier. It's not gonna be easy. This stuff isn't easy. It's going to be easier because now I'm organized and I have a plan. And time management on the things you care about and the things that matter. And when you do that and you do it with the intent on making things flow in your life, man, everything else just falls into place. It's great. But I mean, that's all I got right now. I just felt like I had to get that out. So I'm going to keep working on these and getting better with the podcasts. Thank you.